is your warlord of weird, Sin Bodhi. Look both ways before you cross the street while you're skating on thin ice carrying scissors. You're listening to The Final Count.
Hi, this is former WWE superstar Kieran Cross, and you're listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE and TNA Impact superstar Mike Knox, a.k.a. Nux. You are listening to The Final Count. Keep it tuned.
Hey everybody, Anthony Corelli here, formerly known as Santino Morella, and you are listening to The Final Count.
Yo, peeps, you're listening to The Final Count with my boy Ryan right there, bro. So listen, don't forget who's telling you this. It's your boy, Eric.
Hello everybody, it is the Croc Rockin', Nickelback Poppin', Curls for All the Girls, the Terminator, Sam Beal, as seen on Impact Wrestling, and you are listening to The Final Count.
That's right, wrestling fans. It's that time again. It's time for The Final Count. And this week, as my guest, I will be joined by, in just a few moments, I'll be joined by the show stealer, the no doubt standout, Derby City Wrestling star, United Wrestling Network star, Rocco Bellagio. That's right, he'll be right here on The Final Count in just a few moments. But first, I want to go ahead and thank you all for all your support. For all your likes on Facebook, all your likes on Instagram, all your likes on Twitter, whatever it may be, whatever social media platform you follow us on, if you follow us on all of them, I want to thank you for that. If you follow us on the newest edition of social media that we're on, the TikTok, yes, we're on TikTok now, go give us a follow. It's the same at The Final Count KY on TikTok. We are now on TikTok. So yes, if you haven't heard it already, we're now on TikTok. Go follow us on TikTok. Give us a like over there. Watch the videos. Watch those short clips over there. And we're going to try to have some new content on TikTok, on YouTube as well. We're going to update the YouTube page, give it a little fresh uplift, a fresh facelift, I guess, for lack of a better word. We're going to update the YouTube. We're going to try to get some live interviews in here and there. For the Facebook, those won't be full-fledged interviews, but little short clips of different things, and we'll let you know more on that as time grows near, and we'll throw out some new interviews periodically of live in-person interviews with different wrestlers, you know, locally, and probably some Ohio Valley people if we can, and we'll see what we can get, but yes, we want to thank you for all of your support. We want to thank you for all of your likes, all of your follows, all your listens on all your favorite podcast platforms, including The Final Count is now on, as if you do not know, we've actually been on there for a while now, but on iHeartRadio and on Amazon Music. So go check us out on there, as well as all of your podcast platforms that are your favorite podcast listening platforms that you will hear in the plugs that we'll be playing in just a few moments. But I also want to mention to you that this Sunday, August the 6th, and you'll hear more about this, Derby City Wrestling, their TV taping is completely free. You'll hear more about this in the interview, but I just want to encourage you about that now. And then, before we get into the interview, before we throw it to the plugs, just want to also share with you, if you have not seen our social media, you need to follow us on Facebook, on the Twitter, on Instagram, and all of this stuff. You need to follow us on there if you have not done so already. Because you can see things that you might not hear on the podcast. You can see things that you might not hear me talk about on the podcast. You can see, for example, you can see when we do, SummerSlam this Saturday. You can see when we do results, live updated results on the Facebook page. We typically only do those on the Facebook page, so you can interact with us on there as we're live doing results on the Facebook page. And Who knows? Maybe we might do a live, you know, watch along eventually. Who knows? That'll be awesome. Maybe we can do that. We'll see about doing that. Those kind of things. So just check us out. Go follow us on all those social media if you have not done so already. But here's another reason. If you have not done so already, we are now an ambassador of the WWEshop.com. The Final Count is an ambassador of WWEshop.com, which means we have a link that you can click on. If you click on our link, it'll take you straight to WWEshop.com, and you can click on that link. When you make a purchase from WWEshop.com and you buy your favorite, let's say, Seth Rollins merch or Roman Reigns merch, the Tribal Chief merch, or Main Event Jey Uso merch, whatever, you know, shirt or championship belt you order, if you use our link to do so and buy that and make that purchase, you will also be supporting the Final Count in that way and helping us to where we can get you bigger names on the podcast. We can get those bigger guests. We can get those guests that we can possibly pay to get on here, that we can possibly reach out and get some merchandise made and stuff like that. And so we're going to end up selling merchandise eventually. It's going to happen. But just stay tuned for all this. And if you're a business out there, maybe you're listening to your business and you want to just help support us, we're open to that as well. If you want us to share about your business on our podcast, on the Final Count, we will talk about your business. If you want to, you know, for like maybe a charge of like $10 to $30 a month, you know, $10, $20, $30 a month. For, you know, let's say 4 episodes a month, you know, $30, $40 a month. Or, you know, maybe 2 episodes a month, $20, you know, per episode. And so per episode, we will mention your business or your whatever your small business is that you want to get your, if you want to back us in that way and sponsor us in that way, we're open to sponsors. And you can reach out to us on Messenger, on Facebook. You can reach out to us on Instagram, just send us a DM, or even on Twitter, send us a DM and we'll get going and get in contact with you. And just give us a contact on there. But right now, I want to go ahead and throw it to some plugs, and then we'll get into the interview with Rocco Bellagio. Stay tuned. You can find us on social media by going to facebook.com/thefinalcountky on Facebook, and then on Instagram and Twitter at thefinalcountky, and on YouTube you can find all of our past episodes by just typing in the search bar thefinalcountky. Also, I mentioned we are now on more platforms for podcasts, such as Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, and also on iTunes. So be sure to check us out on all those platforms that you can find podcasts on. The Final Count is on all of those platforms that I just mentioned. I want to go ahead and mention that if you go to colinelbowbrand.com and use the promo code Final Count KY, you can save 10% at checkout when you use our promo code, and you will be supporting not only Colin Elbow, but you will also be supporting the Final Count and getting merch and all that good stuff. Colin Elbow has good swag. Definitely recommend it. Very comfortable, great fitting swag, t-shirts and shirts. So definitely go over and check out ColinElbowBrand.com. Use the promo code FinalCountKY, that's in all caps, and save yourself 10% at checkout, and tell them the Final Count sent you, and say hi to Al Snow. But with more, speaking of Al Snow, with more on ColinElbowBrand.com, with more on Colin Elbow, here is Al Snow.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connects emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.
All right, fans, I'm joined now by the show stealer, the no doubt standout, Rocco Bellagio. How you doing, Rocco?
Ryan, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for joining me on the final count.
Yeah, you got it.
Awesome. So let's just start off. When did you decide to get into the pro wrestling business?
I first got into the wrestling business in 2010. So I turned down a six-figure job. Start with OVW. They were running a thing called the OVW Breakout, which was essentially like the American Idol of the minor league wrestling scene, I guess, at that point. They brought in guys from all over the country. One of them, the guy who won the competition, was Ryan Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler's brother. He was one of my good buddies in this camp, and then also Jason Wayne, who was a OVW heavyweight champion for a long time. We all came from where we were all from, and met up and got this thing, and in 2010 was when I started.
Awesome. Now, so before you got into the business, did you watch wrestling growing up, or did you have like any inspirations?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a wrestling fan since I was 4 years old. I mean, I remember watching everything I could. I'd go to the video store when I was a kid and get the little temporary tattoos from the guy running the video store, because I was renting 2, 3, 4 videos at a time. It was the first love of mine, even before football or any other type of sport. It was wrestling. So yeah, that's the whole reason why I got into it. And then, like I said, when I moved to Kentucky to pursue the dream, I turned down a big job that, made me a lot of money and all that, but I just knew I wanted to chase my dream at 22 years old. And it was a whirlwind, man. It was a crazy, you got time for a crazy story?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So when I first moved here, basically, I said, you know what, I'm going to go after this thing. Like I said, I'm turning down jobs. I'm going to leave New Jersey, move to Kentucky, whole different ball game as far as, geography and types of people and all that. But I said, I'm going to know in that first, the first roll around in the ring with Danny Davis, with Rick Rogers, that I was going to either love it or I was going to hate it. And the second I hit the ropes, the second I hit the mat, it was like I was a natural, and I said, this is for me, So from then on, I just said, you know what, I'm going after it, and I know it's going to be tough, but I'm going for it.
That's awesome. I love that. Did you have any inspirations, that you enjoyed watching or that you kind of, patterned your career after?
Well, here's what's funny, Ryan. So there's, I think, a difference. I know, I think, what you're talking about as far as favorites go. And I've had my favorites over the years. Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, Triple H, The Rock, Razor Ramon or Scott Hall even, just I love watching those types of guys. But as far as inspiration goes, I take inspiration from every single person that I see in the wrestling business, because honestly, brother, nowadays, 99% of it is what not to do. And my goal is to be that 1% that is the tip-top, that does everything the way it's supposed to be, that I actually walk the walk, talk the talk, I look how you're supposed to look as a professional wrestler. Nowadays, I think that's been forgotten. And I would say my inspiration is basically to be the no doubt standout, be the person who stands out like a sore thumb in this wrestling business that we have today.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that answer right there. That's such a great answer, and I couldn't have said it any better myself. Who were you trained by?
Well, I started with Danny Davis. Danny Davis was, you know, the nightmare, the owner of OVW. He was the guy who trained me for my first, you know, 6 or 12 weeks there. And then I moved on with Ryan Nemeth and Jason Wayne. We were the only three that moved on so quickly to the advanced class, which was run by Rip Rogers. And so I was trained by Rip Rogers extensively for a little over 2 years. And then when I made my comeback, I was trained by the late, great Matt Capitelli.
That's awesome. And being a fan of OVW for as long as I have been, that's so awesome that you were trained by also Matt Capitelli, for real. Like, he was one of my favorites in OVW, as we talk about OVW a little bit.
He was the best human being that I've ever met. And Robbie Walker is a phenomenal talent, and he was Matt Capitelli's first trainee, if you will. And we are wrestling now, you know, Robbie and myself, we are now in the United Wrestling Network. We are wrestling with Matt Capitelli at the top of our minds and in our hearts. So we are always going to have him with us when we are in the ring there.
Yes, and that's so great. His legacy, like, lives on through you all as well. Do you remember your first match? And if so, what was that like?
Yeah, actually, it was only a couple months after that OVW breakout deal in May of 2010. My first match was, I believe, the beginning of November, maybe end of October 2010. And I wrestled a guy named Shooter Scott Sims, who was from Washington, from the Seattle area. He was trained by Buddy Wayne. He was a great talent, too. And we had a hell of a match in Indianapolis, Indiana, for an OVW house show, and we stole the show. And we were I was only about 4 or 5 months in, and he was maybe 6 or 7 months in, and we both knew after the match, when Rip Rogers told us that was a hell of a friggin' job, that we were meant to do this.
That's awesome. I love that first match story right there, because a lot of people's first match who I've interviewed, you know, in the past, it's always like a real interesting story. Maybe they're just thrown into a battle royal or something. But when you have a match that stands out, that's really something right there for sure.
Well yeah, the thing about it was that we were in Indianapolis, which is Rip Rogers' you know, area that he loves going to in Indiana. And basically every weekend in practice, Saturdays and Sunday mornings, it was me and Shooter Scott Sims that were basically in the ring the most. Whenever Rip wanted to show, you know, the rest of the guys or gals on how to do something or whatever, he would bring Scott Sims and myself into the ring, and we would show, you know, we would show how to do it. So I think we were a couple of his favorites, and he said, you know what, we're going to put you guys together. He knew it was my first match, and he said, hey, you know, just go out and do what you can do. And it was damn good, especially for, like I said, for being babies in the business.
That's awesome. While we're talking about matches, if you could pick three matches that you've had in your wrestling career thus far as your top favorite, what matches would you pick?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the match I had with Danny Limelight at the first United Wrestling show here at Derby City Wrestling, it was important for a bunch of reasons. Number one, it was the first show for Derby City Wrestling here, and I was brought in with confidence, knowing that you know, they stood behind me and said, hey, you haven't wrestled in a while, we want you to come in and see what you can do. Well, not only did they do that, but they put me in the main event with the United Wrestling Network World Champion. And I was this close to bringing home the United Wrestling World Championship. So I really dug that, because honestly, Ryan, I didn't know if I could do it. I mean, that was the big thing. I was out of wrestling for a couple of years, and I was little does anybody know that I had a neck surgery that had put me out for a little while, and I didn't know if I could do it. And to go in there with a guy like Danny, who's phenomenal, and like I said, he's the United Wrestling Network world champion for a reason. I took him to the limit, and that was my first match in about 5 years. So, and then it's been smooth sailing for me with Derby City Wrestling and with United Wrestling since then, which it's been phenomenal. But there was, I had the match of the year in OVW in 2016 with Mitch Huff. We had an unbelievable match, about a half hour long match, in July of 2016. And one I'll never forget was on my birthday of November 2015, we were in Louisville Slugger Field with about 1,000 people on the atrium of Louisville Slugger Field, and I was in a seven-man kind of golden ticket ladder match, and you know, I jumped from the top rope to in the middle of the ring on top of a ladder to then choke slam old Shane Andrews off the top of it and reclaim the a golden ticket opportunity for the OVW Heavyweight Championship. So those are probably the three that I can think of off the top of my head that I really love.
I love that last moment right there. I remember being at that show and watching you jump from that top rope onto the ladder. That was pretty amazing right there, and such agility right there from you, for sure. And then the match with Danny and Limelight, we'll get into that a little bit later, but those are some awesome three matches right there. How did you come up with your moniker, the Show Stealer?
Really, it came from that match, that Louisville Slugger match. So I had made a comeback. I was away for a couple years from OVW, and I came back, and that was one of those spots where, you know, I knew that this was a make or break moment for me, as far as, you know, winning that match, basically guaranteeing an OVW Heavyweight Championship shot, which I never had before, and knowing that I did what I did in front of all those people. And that was the one thing that, if you asked, you know, 90% of those people in the crowd what they remembered from that show, it was that. And after that, I just ran with the Show Stealer moniker, because that's what I tried to do every show. You know, it was a thing that I had to prove to everybody else, but I had to prove to myself that I was the guy that I thought I was, and I'm still doing that to this day.
So awesome. I love that. And like, that's really true. You really do. Every time I've ever seen you step in the ring, it's always, you always put on such a good show. And that's so true. How did you decide to call your finisher the Plunge?
Well, that was something, actually, it was funny. That was something Matt Capitelli and I came up with. We would talk wrestling every day. We were together every day. We ran the Louisville Athletic Club gym here while that was still open. Me and him basically ran that place, and we talked to each other every day, and we would shoot ideas out and all that. We had a couple running jokes, you know, with different phrases and stuff. But once we came up with the Plunge name for that Uranagi, you know, rock bottom finish I was using then, I told him I'm going to take him down to Plunge Town. And that was it. I mean, we just, you know, we laughed and laughed, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to make up the street sign. I'm going to put Plunge Town on it, and people loved it at OVW. So that was kind of my thing, you know, the plunge, and I'm going to take you down to Plunge Town. So that was my last run there at OVW as the longest reigning heavyweight champion there.
And what a memorable run it was, too. Like, and I love how you brought the sign. I always loved how you brought the sign to the ring with you, and I love that. It was like the Suplex City. That was your thing. Your thing was taking them to Plunge Town, so I love that.
Yep.
You're now with Derby City Wrestling, DCW, and I'm so happy to see you back in wrestling, and as a longtime Louisville wrestling fan, I'm so happy to see you back in the wrestling scene in Louisville, but not just in Louisville. You were recently in California, in Hollywood. We'll get into that in a few minutes, but how did your time in DCW and United Wrestling Network come to be?
Well, I appreciate what you said. I'm going to tell you what, you know, wrestling was always on my mind, but I also thought that it was over. because not only because of the neck surgery, but I also just, I thought of the business as it changing for the worse. You know, like it was, I didn't think it was for the better. I thought it was worse than it could ever be at that point when I was thinking about coming back a couple years ago. And honestly, man, you know, it's a blessing in disguise that I took some time off. I took, you know, I got my body right and got my mind right, really, to come back, because Gilbert Corsi was integral in getting me back to getting in the ring. And he said, this thing, Derby City Wrestling, is going to be huge. And I really need people that I can trust and who I believe that can do a great job. And you're one of them. And Robbie Walker was another one. And that's why he's back as well. So we are, we have been chosen to carry this this franchise, if you will, of Derby City Wrestling into the next stratosphere as far as Louisville wrestling goes. And I couldn't say no to my buddy Gilbert, and I knew that Robbie was coming back, and I just I knew I was finally able to do it as far as my body goes, and I said, let's give it a whirl, baby.
That's awesome, man. Like, as you mentioned, Robbie Walker as well. And then I also want to throw in this other name, Dylan Bostic. I love seeing that he's back in Louisville, too. So all three of y'all, I love seeing that all three of y'all are back in it and back in the Louisville wrestling scene.
It's another guy that is I'm very tight with him. He's a great dude. I think that, you know, he kind of was away for a while, and then just knew that the bug was just too hard to kill, and he's back, you know, and he's doing a great job too. Again, you know, he's another guy who was in Cali for a long time, and now he's going to be with us in Derby City, and they're going to hopefully have him out to California as well.
That's awesome. I love that. Who have been some of your favorite people to work with so far in your time with Derby City Wrestling and the United Wrestling Network?
I mean, basically everybody, but like I said earlier, I mean, Danny Limelight was awesome to go against, to work with, and he's been great ever since. He really has. He's carrying that belt, you know, with pride, and he's making the United Wrestling Network stand out, which has got to be the goal. You know, I haven't had a bad experience, to be honest. We've done three Derby City shows now in Louisville. I've done two separate championship wrestling shows in Los Angeles, and the future's bright, believe me.
There you go. Can you talk about your match and what was it like to work with the Iron Demon Shane Mercer a few weeks back on DCW TV?
It was, as I called it, you know, 7 years in the making. We never had crossed paths before as far as getting in the ring with each other, but we were basically running this town. You know, as pro wrestlers, as far as when we were, you know, doing it both at the same time, it was great to, you know, finally be able to get in there with him, and I thought we put on a good show.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you both were for sure running the Louisville scene and Indiana for that matter as well. At a time, and so, like, yeah, it was great to see y'all get in the ring together and go one-on-one together, for sure. On the July 16th edition of DCW, fans saw you in Hollywood, California, go one-on-one with Big Hoss. What was that match like?
Cool, baby. Yeah, Big Hoss you know, you get in the ring with a guy who is, you know, about your same height and then also heavier than you are, and you know you're in for a little bit of a different situation as far as what you're used to. He's a guy who is a throwback. I mean, he is professional wrestler through and through, and it was great to get in a ring with that guy, because it was a proving ground for me. Am I the guy here? Can I do this? Can I pull it off against a guy who's 6'4", 330 pounds? You know, and it, like I said, every part of this United Wrestling journey has been, you know, growth for me and a proving ground for me. And I feel like every time I keep proving something new. So, and it's funny story there is that they have the stage that guys like Jerry Seinfeld and Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and all these famous comedians have been on, and they set the ring up, you know, close to that, you know, fairly close to that stage. Well, I said, I gotta make some type of entrance here. I'm in California. I'm wrestling in front of, you know, 600 people that are screaming loud, and, you know, they're excited, and I'm, you know, like, you know, I got some, again, I got the chip on my shoulder. Every time I go out there, I gotta prove something. and I said, you know what? I'm just gonna jump from this stage to the ring, which was over 9 feet long. I had to jump over 9 feet to jump from the stage to the ring, to the apron, and I did it, and I think I got the respect of the fans. They booed me for the first couple minutes because I don't think they really knew exactly who I was, and I'm announced from the Jersey Shore, so I don't think they really liked the Jersey Shore. But by the time that match with Big Hoss was over, they were chanting my name. So I'm you know, every match hopefully is I get another fan, another fan, and realize this guy's for real.
Definitely, for sure, I agree. And then after that match, following that match, there was an announcement, which we'll get into in just a moment. But I want to go back to April 30th, the episode you had the first match against the current United World Champion, Danny Limelight. And you talked about this a little bit, but what was that match like and working with him?
It was great, but honestly, the at the time, the thing that I was the most concerned with was, can I still do this? It's been 5 years since I've had a singles match. Not only that, but I've had a neck surgery, and I'm in the main event against the world champion of the United Wrestling Network. Like, this is going to be, you know, this is no cup of coffee here. So I just knew in my mind, again, just like when I first started, I'm either gonna sink or swim, and I think I swam pretty damn good.
Definitely, I'd have to agree with that for sure. You really did swim right there. Being a bigger guy, and as far as height, you are agile, which many guys with your height are not. How do you feel that gives you any advantages, and then also any disadvantages?
Well, I mean, the disadvantage is that, honestly, you know, it could take a little bit more of a wear and tear on your body. But the advantage is that when can you see a legitimate guy who's 6'4", a legitimate 265 pounds, be able to broad jump, you know, 9+ feet? You know, from a stage to the apron, a guy that can jump up to the 3.5-foot apron off the ground with ease. You know, a guy who hops over the ropes like it's no problem. You know, a guy that can do leapfrogs and all that. But the problem is that guys nowadays, if they can do that, if they can do the moonsaults and the you know, the topes and the suicide dives and all that, they do it all the time and it means nothing. And I'm still a guy who wants to make sure that everything that I do is not only believable, but it also isn't going to kill me and it's not going to kill the other guy in the ring. That's it.
There you go. And that's so like the truth right there. Like, you don't get it with a lot of guys with your height and your size. It's like, that's really something you don't see, and it really to no pun intended, I guess pun intended, it steals the show. And so that's really great and really true.
And I can pull it out whenever I want. Like, if I know that I need my power, like, against a guy like a big hoss, right? I knew that I had to not only throw the power at him, but I had to be able to be agile.
Exactly. And,
well, I can pull it out when I need to. If I'm against a guy who's really agile, then I got to be able to catch him and put him down. So, you know, it depends on the opponent. It depends on what you're going to get from me. And because ultimately the name of the game is to be the world champion. And I have that, you know, in my sights.
Exactly. And getting into that, so the announcement following your match with Big Hoss. So you were declared as the second wild card entrant in the Golden Opportunity Tournament for another shot at the world championship. And is there any message you would have for everyone else in the tournament?
Well, the Golden Opportunity Tournament is a hell of a vehicle for the winner of that to have a great shot to maybe cash in and win the United Wrestling Network World Championship. It's much like a Money in the Bank, if you will. But it's not the only vehicle, right? So let's just say that, I'm not the winner of the Golden Opportunity Tournament. That doesn't mean that Danny Limelight or whoever is going to be the United Wrestling Network World Champion is free from missing out on me. So, you know, honestly, I'm just going to keep the road I'm on. I'm going to keep mowing through the guys that they put in front of me. And like I said, when it's time, then Rocco Bellagio is going to be the United Wrestling Network World Champion.
Exactly. I believe you will be for sure. It's just a matter of time. Now, the next Derby City Wrestling TV tapings will be Sunday, August 6th, 2023, right here in Louisville, Kentucky at Norton Healthcare Sports and Learning Center. What can fans expect from this coming up tapings?
Yeah, so, you know, Sunday, August 6th, you know, there's going to be free admission to everyone who comes in, and kids are going to get free school supplies, which is fantastic. At 4 o'clock, there's going to be a meet and greet with wrestlers. I'll be there as well, which is awesome. You know, the whole, I know Gilbert has said this before, and he really means it. He's not just BS, and he really wants to not only build up the wrestling community, you know, in Louisville, Kentucky, but he wants to build up just the community in general, okay, giving them something to get together and rally around and have something to be excited for, you know. And my goal was always to, you know, make sure that the thing that we're doing, which is professional wrestling, for these people that are coming in and wanting to see us and paying money and you know, taking time out of their day or their night to come see it, it's got to be legitimate. It's got to be believable. It's got to be something that you can be proud of saying, I just saw that and I loved that I was there. You know, we don't want to be the bad movie, you know, where you walk in and you want to walk out halfway through, you know. That's my goal. My goal is for myself, but then also with the people, the guys and gals around me, that they should take pride in making it the best that they possibly can. So I think that's what you're going to get with Derby City Wrestling, and that's what everyone's going to get Sunday, August 6th, and then every other show that we do after that.
Definitely. I definitely agree. And, like, fans, we've already had one match announced. The United Wrestling Tag Champions will be defending the titles. That's TMZ, Bad Dude Tito, and Che Cabrera. The United Wrestling Tag Team Champions will defend against Audacity, Omega Day, and Carson Drake. That's got to be a great match, and to see the tag titles defended right here in Louisville, Kentucky, in Derby City Wrestling.
Yeah, that'll be a great match, a fantastic match. I also believe that this may be the event where Moose challenges Danny Limelight for the United Wrestling Network World Championship, and I'll be very interested to see the outcome of that one. And then also, I believe that I'm going to have, I believe, a pretty special opponent. And I believe I've been told that the guy that started out with Rocco Bellagio in the first scene, essentially, the first thing you saw of Derby City Wrestling, David Marquez interviewed Rocco Bellagio and the Pope. And I believe that Rocco Bellagio will be wrestling the Pope Sunday, August 6th. It's going to be unbelievable. First time ever.
Wow. That's going to be a huge matchup right there. You heard it here, folks. That's huge matchup right there. And great to hear that. Looking forward to all those matches for sure. And that great event. Again, it's fans. It's going to be free. Free admission. There's going to be backpacks given away, free school supplies. You can sign up for free tutoring ACT prep at the festival that they're going to have. There's going to be meet and greet with Derby City wrestlers for all for students attending. Festival starts at 4 p.m. Bell time is at 6 p.m. at the Norton Healthcare Sports and Learning Center, sponsored by CarShield. Shout out to CarShield as well.
Yeah, backpacks and body slams.
Look,
free backpacks and free body slams if they ask me.
Awesome. And I encourage all the fans to get out to the show on August 6th. You have no reason not to, for sure. Is there anyone in the United Wrestling Network that you have not yet had a match with that you would like to have a match with?
Huh, that's interesting. Right now in the United Wrestling Network that I haven't had a match with. I'll tell you what. I think it would be a hell of a match between myself and Jake Something. I think he's got the intensity and the presence to be able for us to have an unbelievable match.
I'd have to agree with that. That'd be a pretty intense match. Yeah, I'd love to see that too. That would be, yeah, I think we need to have the powers that be get that match signed up or booked.
Yep.
How can fans find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter right now. It's at Rocco_Bellagio. That's where I do most of the action there. And Derby City Wrestling, you want to make sure you follow Derby City Wrestling on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. United Wrestling Network on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And like I said, man, this is going to be, I love OVW. I love what they've done for me. I love, everyone who I've been, lucky to have been trained by and given advice and given the platform to do what I do. But Derby City Wrestling and the United Wrestling Network is the premier wrestling company in this country, in my opinion. I just feel like that. So big things are coming. Big things.
Exciting for sure. One last thing. If I'm a fan and I'm trying to decide on if I'm going to come out to the Derby City Wrestling Show on August 6th, or even just check it out by watching it on TV. Give me one last reason why I should watch on TV or come to the show.
If you love wrestling, this is the wrestling that you will enjoy. The production value is unbelievable. The talent is unbelievable. And honestly, the announcing, when you get Gilbert, you get Johnny LaQuasto, and they're the best announcers in the biz right now. And also, if you watch it in person, when you get there at the Norton Center, I'm going to tell you what, the atmosphere is electric, number one. Number two, my goal, myself, I know, and hopefully the rest of everybody's is as well, is that you go home thinking, I can't wait for this one next month. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what I would say to everybody is, you are going to go home saying, I want to do this again next month.
Yes, and I have to completely agree. Fans, I can't encourage you enough. Get out to the Derby City Wrestling Show. Support Derby City Wrestling. Support wrestling in general. Support Louisville Wrestling, this great new Louisville tradition, Louisville Wrestling tradition. And I must say Louisville tradition because it is a community event. It is community events. They are reaching out to the community. So fans, I want to encourage you, if you're a wrestling fan, if you love wrestling, get out, support, watch Derby City on TV, watch it on YouTube as well, because they are on YouTube as well, and check them out, and tell them you heard about Derby City, if you heard about it from the Final Count. We'd love to for you to give them feedback, and we look forward to having more stars from Derby City on the Final Count. And for right now, Rocco, I'd love to thank you for coming on the show, and you're welcome to come back anytime, sir.
Yeah, Ryan, appreciate it. We definitely will.
Thank you. There you have it, fans. That's my interview with the show stealer, the no doubt standout, Rocco Bellagio. And again, I'd like to thank Rocco for coming on the show this week. But right now, it's time to announce next week's guest. Next week's guest, or the next episode's guest, will actually be an interview that was supposed to be on this week's episode. If I'm being honest, it was supposed to be last week, but we're pushing that and we're changing that, and we're going to shift it to next week. So on the next episode of The Final Count, you will definitely hear, this man right here. You will hear from former OVW developmental star. He was also on WWE. He went by the name of Morris Mo Green of Money Mo Associates. He was on the OVW roster. He was a manager on OVW, and he was a manager on WWE. And so, yes, that's right. Morris Mo Green will be right here on the Final Count next week. That interview, you will hear it next week. So I want you to stay tuned for that. I promise you that interview will be aired next week on the Final Count. And so we will have Morris on here on the Final Count next week. Sorry, just changed some things around for those that were hoping that that interview was going to be on this episode. And again, I had said it, and just things change, plans change. But that interview will be uploaded and posted next week. Yes, they are pre-recorded. If you don't know, already know this, that I do pre-record. And so I just wanted to be transparent and let you know that that interview is still being uploaded, and it is still going to be aired. We just shifted some things around. We wanted to get promotion out for Derby City this week, and so and we kind of took an off break week last week, and so I want to just explain that to you all. But yeah, next week we will have Mo Green, Morris, right here on the Final Count next week, next Tuesday. And so be sure to come back for the next episode. And I got some more guests in the works. I'm in talks with some people. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Follow us on all social media. You don't want to miss what could be upcoming. You don't want to miss what's upcoming. You don't want to miss what's in the works. There are things in the works that I can't talk about right now. But they're coming. So just hold on to that. Stay tuned. And thank you again for all of your support. Can't thank you enough. And for right now, we will see you, as I say every week, we will see you down the road.